Marriage encourages two lives to become one, but sometimes that bond frays. There's a singer-songwriter whose entire career was once intertwined with her marriage. Now she's trying to untangle it. NPR's Lindsay Totty has more.
Laura Veers spent much of the past few years writing songs about the complex wave of emotions that come after a divorce. I pawned my wedding ring
at the silver lining. There's so much loss, but also there's so much of a weight lifting because you believe things will get better on the other side. I felt sad, I also felt a weight go. Things have gotten irrevocably broken, so you have to figure out how to move on. That's why people get divorced. And it is so much better on the other side.
For Laura Veers, reaching the other side of divorce meant rediscovering who she is as a single mom and as a musician. Her ex-husband was music producer Tucker Martine. He produced albums for a lot of big names in the indie rock world, including Veers. As she explains, Veers gave Martine a lot of control over the sound of her albums, especially during the latter years of their relationship.
I was busy with children and keeping everything afloat. It's hard when you've got two working artists and two kids. So it just became more of like I was sort of just like too busy with life to be fully engaged with my album making. And it was just sort of this pattern that developed.
Now, for the first time in 20 years, she's releasing an album without the involvement of her ex-husband after taking control of the sound herself. It's called Found Light. Peel back the layers of you, pink, black, yellow, blue. Find the old girl you were back in that bold summer. When you listen to the album, you can hear her newfound independence, but also her reflections on the end of her marriage. As Laura Veers remembers it, being married to a busy music producer wasn't easy.
It meant that I was often on my own with the kids, and eventually the relationship broke down. I thought loneliness my lot, it's true. I walk the beach alone, I'm not blue. Blue is the sky and the fiery flame. I've learned from pain now. I learned what I did wrong in my relationship with that, giving too much of myself away to the cause, to the family, to my kids, to my ex, to the, you know, to his career, to everything. Give, but don't give too much. Love yourself
away. Give, but don't give too much. These days, Laura Veers is focusing on herself, on her kids, and on delving further into parts of the music-making process she hadn't explored before.
I feel curious now more about record production. It's cool to be making those choices like, well, who's going to play and when do they come in and out and how do you arrange a song? You know, all of those decisions became more important to me on this one. So that was cool. It was very confidence boosting and it was like more me. And I'm proud of that. I used to watch them, watch it light up every room. Honestly, I wanted my future self to see, like, you did that. You could do that. You figured that all out in a really hard time.
Laura Veers' new album, Found Light, came out today. Lindsay Totty, NPR News.